This is a notfic created and recorded by Litra. Fandom is The Witcher, specifically The Witcher 3, but also the TV show. Pairing is Geralt Jaskier. So the idea is originally from the games. There's this side quest thing that you can do where you go to an area and sometimes it's like a little fishing village, or sometimes it's an abandoned town, sometimes it's just a series of fields. And this area has been taken over by monsters. And if you choose to attack all the monsters, kill all the monsters in the area, and occasionally, if there are monster nests in the area, you have to destroy them. But once that is all done, you'll get this little cutscene of Geralt standing back and watching people return to the area. Which, you know, is a little annoying when you're trying to pick up all the loot, but is also really touching. So here's the story. Jaskier and Geralt meet up, or maybe they've been traveling together, and they come to this town, and Geralt does his normal thing of, I'm looking at the bulletin boards, and I'm asking around, seeing if there are any monsters, and they've got a room at the inn, and Jaskier is playing and earning some coin and all of that, and Geralt sits in the back of the bar, or tavern, or whatever it is, and quietly sips his beer and listens to all the talk. And Jaskier is so caught up in his singing, his performance, that he doesn't notice what Geralt does. The next day, Geralt gets up early, says, hey, I'm gonna do some scouting, need you to stay here, and goes off into the woods. Now, Jaskier knows he's going to come back because he doesn't take Roach with him. But otherwise, Jaskier has no idea what is going on. So, Geralt is gone, maybe a day, maybe a little less, maybe he comes back that evening. And he looks a little worn down. Maybe he's got some extra tears in his armor. Maybe he's, you know, a little bruised, a little battered. Nothing broken. No huge injuries. And Jaskier, the first time it happens, thinks, oh, did he go and kill something without me? Oh, darn, I'm going to have to pry all the details out of him. He always does this. And he pesters Geralt all night to tell him the details. Geralt just shrugs him off and says, no, it isn't anything that would make a good song. Just move on. We're going to move on. All of that. And maybe he talks to the barkeep. Maybe he talks to the mayor. It's just a quiet little, like, acknowledgement. Maybe they give him a little bit of coin, but it's not enough for any monsters? Like, not anything worth anything big. It's just like, oh, here's 20 gold. Oh, here's 50 gold. And then they move on. And this happens a couple of more times. And the second or third time it happens, Jaskier starts to pick up on it, because normally, when there's a big monster fight, that's the first thing they run into. If there's a griffin in the area, if there's a troll or a nest of whatever, then the town is going to be abuzz with it. It's going to be a contract on one of the bulletin boards. So if they come to town and they start talking to people
And there isn't anything obvious, but a few people maybe go, I mean, you might head to the neighboring town, or somebody's talking about drowners over there, or whatever. And it doesn't sound like anything up to Geralt's standards. That's when Jaskar starts, like, keeping an eye out. And sure enough, Geralt listens to all the gossip, and he'll pay attention specifically to if there are any refugees, or if there are any people new to town who, oh yes, we used to live in the neighboring village, but now we're staying with my cousin here, or, oh yes, I used to be a woodcutter, but can't go into the woods anymore, it's too dangerous. Little things like that. And then sometimes, the following day, Geralt will tell Jaskier to stay put, and he'll go and vanish into the woods. Doesn't always happen, but sometimes it does. And so Jaskier, being... he uses all of his bardly and charm training and starts putting together the pieces. He backtracks some of their trail, just doing some investigation of, hey, at such and such time, did anything change? Sends out some feelers. And there's nothing ever really definitive, not in the way of, oh yes, Geralt killed this monster and brought peace to the town. But, and most of this research he does during the winter when he's at Oxenfurt and Geralt is at Kaer Morhen. But most of the rumors about the places they traveled, whether or not Geralt killed anything, there are more peaceful areas following their path. So after this happens a few times, say a season. So after they're in the second year or second or third year of this happening, and Jaskier being aware that it is happening, and Jaskier decides to follow Geralt just to see what is going on. Is he performing some ritual for witchers? Is he just training? Is he taking care of some monster that nobody has even heard of? What's going on? And more importantly, is it something that he can put into a song? What he finds is just this swampy inlet, and Geralt killing every drowner that comes out of the water. And maybe there's a little hut with a little dock that is partially submerged now because it's in disrepair. And there might be a boat, or it might be the wreck of a boat. There might be the wreck of a cart or an old shed that clearly used to be, you know, in use, but hasn't been tended to in an age and a half. And Jaskier is maybe... he stays back because he knows better than to interrupt Geralt when he's fighting. So he's a little ways back on the road, or maybe he's hiding behind a tree or up on a ridge looking down and watching him. And Geralt just, like, stands there in the shadows, in the shallows, and coaxes drowners out of the water. And every time they get a little close, he's like, yeah, come at me. I'm going to kill you and throw you up on the bank. I'm going to kill you and spill your blood in the water so that other drowners will come. And he does this for like 3 hours, just standing there, knee or thigh deep in the water, sword bare, hacking down everything that comes at him. And of course, Yaskier knows drowners are no challenge for Geralt. In fact, normally he doesn't even take contracts on drowners because why bother? They always come back into an area after a couple of seasons. It's not like you can take out a nest and take out a whole area of them. And while they are dangerous to fishermen and people who live by the water and people who aren't careful, most people know how to be careful. And, okay, you don't go near the water at night. Or you stay in the clean area of water. You don't go over into the swamps or over into wherever. So their kills, or the damage they do, is not minimal, but manageable. At least when they're in lower numbers. And that's when it clicks for Yaskier that Geralt is maintaining those lower numbers simply by standing there and hacking them apart for 3 hours. And when the sun, like, starts to get lower in the sky, Geralt, like, wades back onto the shore, cleans up his weapon, cleans up his, like, cleans the blood mostly off his shirt, tends to any small scrapes that he has accumulated. And he turns and looks at Yaskier because at some point he noticed Yaskier was there, and yeah. So Yaskier comes down the hill and goes like, "So I didn't realize you took a drowner contract." And Geralt grunts and he says, "I didn't." And Yaskier goes, "Oh, really? So that would explain it. I mean, I..." And he goes off for a few minutes, and what basically boils down to is, "So why are you doing this then? Is it just for practice?" And Geralt grunts again. And then Geralt, like, sorts himself out and heads back towards town. And, of course, Yaskier follows him. But this time, Yaskier is there when he talks to the barkeep or whoever. And it's a very quiet conversation going, "Hey, I cleared out some drowners in such and such area. Heard the fishermen talking. They can probably go back there, but you'll still have to be careful." And the barkeep is shocked, because obviously they didn't ask for this, but they're like, "Is this true?" And Geralt's like, "Well, I mean, you can go check it out for yourself. I left all the bodies there." Because, I mean, drowners are so common that why bother even to harvest anything from them? If Geralt needs something from a drowner, he can just go find another one. They are fodder. They are everywhere. And maybe the barkeep gives him just a handful of coins as a thank you. Maybe says, "Okay, if that's true, then you eat free tonight." And Geralt kind of nods, accepts the thanks, whatever it happens to be, and goes and, like, orders himself a drink, goes back to the corner he sat in the night before, maybe nods to the fisherman, who he overheard the night before talking about how they can't go back to the South Dock because there are too many drowners there now. And he just sits there quietly, does not mention what he has just done, does not mention any of it, which of course drives Jaskier crazy. How could Geralt not see what he is doing and how valuable it is? And how, like, okay, it's not a epic battle against some great monster, but this is saving people's homes, saving people's livelihoods. Which Jaskier is proud to say that he is a fine bard and can definitely write a song about that. And so he tries to ask Geralt, okay, how long have you been doing this? Did you do this in these locations where I noticed it before? What did you kill at that location? What did you kill at that location? Is this something that witchers just do? Is this something that you just do? Is this practice? Like, how did you start? And Geralt, of course, refuses to answer. He answers with a lot of grunts, finishes his beer, is like, I'm not going to deal with this. I just spent half a day. 3 hours is only what Jaskier witnessed. He was out there far longer. He's like, I maybe want a hot bath and a nice bed. That's it. And then I might, you know, go brush Roach before we head out tomorrow. Whatever.
Now, it could go forward that Jaskier eventually pokes and prods him until Geralt gives in and says, like, no, this isn't a Witcher thing, it's just something I do, or it's something Vesemir said to do if we have the time and can spare the coin just to keep up goodwill, or it's something that keeps the other monsters down and keeps people safe, and that's important, or, you know, whatever his reason in this particular fic is. Or maybe he never answers, and Jaskier just has to run with it. Either way, the next time they set out on the road, Jaskier starts composing a new song, and the next town over, like, as soon as the song is finished, he starts playing it, and it's yet another song that is added to Geralt's legacy of the Witcher who asks for nothing, the one who tames the wilds and holds back the dark, and all that poetic stuff that Geralt just rolls his eyes at, but, you know, Jaskier is a very good bard. He knows what he's doing. So, yeah, that's the story. Hope you enjoyed it, and have a good evening, or day, or whatever time of the day it is for you. Bye!